For this Friday, August 16th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. High school football makes its return tonight as teams across the state of Indiana play their scrimmage. Mount Vernon football is at Harrison at 6 o'clock, and North Posey football will journey to Washington for a 6 o'clock start. Tonight does signal exactly 1 week from the opening night of the regular season. Next week, Mount Vernon will play at North Posey to begin the regular season. And once again this year, you will be able to hear all the Mount Vernon football games with Chris Cook and Alan Buck on 106.7 WMVI. And online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. On the North Posey football side, you can hear Jordan Fisher and Chris Moreland on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The Mount Vernon and North Posey football coaches show begins on Monday in the evening from 5:30 until 6. The Mount Vernon show will be on 106.7 WMVI and the North Posey show on 98.9 WPIW. Both shows will be available live and archived on PoseyCountyRadio.com. The Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department is reminding the community that their fall youth sports registration ends today. They say that students should have received forms at school. The department says they are still in need of coaches. We have shared a post from the Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department on our Posey County Radio Facebook page that has the link for online signups. The Relay for Life of North Posey is tomorrow at Murphy Park. You can visit our Posey County Radio Facebook page as we have shared two links for details on the 5K run and walk and also the relay that will follow. Officials say Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch and local officials in Posey County will have a groundbreaking ceremony of the Western Bypass on Monday. According to officials, this will be a landmark infrastructure project designed to improve traffic flow and safety in the city of Mount Vernon. This initiative aims to redirect semi-truck traffic away from the downtown area, thereby reducing congestion, enhancing road safety, and creating new opportunities for economic development. Officials say the project honors the late Carl Schmitz, who served as Posey County Commissioner from 2012 until 2021 and played a crucial role in its inception. The groundbreaking will take place at 11:30 a.m. on Monday at Smith Road and Givens Road in Black Township. The Indiana Department of Education is making significant changes to a proposed overhaul of the state's high school diploma system. The board members wanted to change diploma requirements and exclude certain course requirements like history, foreign language, and fine arts. The Department of Education is now changing their original plan after criticism from some universities. The new plan instead includes base requirements for every student, plus the opportunity for students to receive readiness seals. These seals are tacked onto diplomas to show a student's specialization. If it's approved, the new plan will take effect in 2029. The Indiana University School of Medicine is expanding its program at the campus in Evansville. Leaders say they are hoping to help with the growing shortage of medical lab scientists. According to IU, 4 students are enrolled in the new Bachelor of Science offering, which starts this month. University officials say medical laboratory scientists play a critical role in performing tests that inform the diagnosis and treatment of patients. They say the increase in need for lab scientists is nearly twice the national average for all jobs. They hope to increase enrollment to 24 students in the next 4 years. Switching back to sports in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals will try to snap a 4-game losing streak tonight as they return home for a 3-game weekend series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. First pitch at 7:15. The Cardinals have slipped to below 500 and are 60-61 of the season. St. Louis now sits 4 games out of a playoff spot in the National League wildcard standings. The Chicago Cubs welcome the Toronto Blue Jays today for a 1:21 pitch, and it begins a 3-game weekend series as the Cubbies are trying to avoid a 4-straight loss. Chicago is 59-63 on the year, and they are 5.5 games back of the final playoff spot in the National League. The Cincinnati Reds play for a 5th straight win tonight as they host the Kansas City Royals at 5:40 in the first of a 3-game weekend series. Cincy is now 60-61, and they have moved to within 4 games of the final playoff spot in the National League. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, August 16th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.